And some good news now. An animated short film made in Kilkenny has been shortlisted for a nomination for an Academy Award. Late Afternoon was made by Cartoon Saloon, whom you've probably heard of. Their earlier work, The Breadwinner, Song of the Sea and The Secret of Kells, all made the Oscar shortlist. And a little earlier, I spoke to the creative director of Late Afternoon, as it's called, and I asked her about the excitement there in Kilkenny.
In one sense, it's amazing because it's the Oscars and everybody knows, like even before they get into film, you know what the Oscars are. But at the same time, we're still a studio down in Kilkenny. Certainly feels like a mile away from where we are now, you know, with all the rain and everything. And it's a lovely thing to have for the whole team here. It's very exciting.
And you'll get the results as to whether you've made it through to the shortlist and to the final list of nominees in January. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So basically now, for the next few weeks, they'll go away and they'll vote on those 10 shortlisted films. And then they'll come back in January and they'll have the 5 nominees.
And how does Cartoon Saloon, I mean, there you are, a small company based in Kilkenny. How does Cartoon Saloon build up this track record of success at the Oscars?
Well, I think a lot of it is just really looking at the strengths that you have here. I'm not trying to emulate how other people do it. You have to kind of take what you have yourselves, like our own ability to tell stories, our own passions, and really focus on telling those stories and expressing ourselves. And that lets you stand out from the crowd, and people really engage with that level of storytelling.
So it's a short film. It's called Late Afternoon. Tell us about it.
So Late Afternoon is a story about a woman who goes back into her memories, sort of like piecing together parts of her past. And then there's a reveal at the end about, you know, where she's come and what she's understood with her own life experience. It's sort of like, you know, jumping around to different memories and everything. And really, it's a story that involves a character who has dementia. It's exploring ideas of identity and also about our connections to, you know, the most important connections we have, like to others, to family and things like that.
And your main character, that woman who has dementia and is revisiting her memories, that's voiced by Fionnuala Flanagan. And you've also got the frames Colm McAnamara, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. We were delighted to get both of those on board. So Fionnuala came on and she did the voice for the main character, Emily, and she did a fantastic job. So that really, really boosted the whole feeling, and we really understood the character with Fionnuala's voice. And then Colm McAnamara came on early as well, and he composed the music, which is absolutely beautiful, and he really helped to give a whole sense of the whole emotional experience watching the film.
There's something I think that makes Cartoon Saloon really identifiable. There's always a freshness and an apparent simplicity, but that packs an awful lot of very subtle emotions in the work that Cartoon Saloon produces.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that sometimes simplicity is the hardest thing to get right, you know, because you've got so little to depend on, you don't have much to distract the audience. So it involves like a lot of careful consideration, a lot of thinking. It might involve a lot of missteps before you get it right. So in one sense, yes, it might look simple because, you know, the characters might be simpler than a 3D character. But on the other hand, you've evolved it to that point where you're just trying to give the core emotions and the core character traits there, and the audiences usually kind of really can fill in themselves what they imagine the character is thinking and things like that.
So it's about distilling a story, distilling a character, distilling an image right down to its bare essence.
Yes, exactly, yeah. And usually then it's easy for audiences to understand those characters because we all can see ourselves in them.
What made you love this one?
Well, it was a story that I basically developed for a long time, kind of just in my sketchbooks and just in my own head before I even thought about making it as a short. And really, it was I wanted to tell a story about a woman's inner life, about the kind of life she might have lived. And also, my grandmothers on both sides, like neither of them had dementia, but there was always that misconnection. When they got older, there was like a little bit of misconnection sometimes, and as a child, I didn't really understand it, or I didn't understand the complexities of it. And then it's not until I'm older now that I wish I could have gotten to know my grandmothers even better. And it's kind of like, I suppose, me reaching out and trying to explore that part of who they were.
So the best of luck to Louise Bagnall, creative director of Cartoon Saloon's Late Afternoon, and the final Oscar nominations will be announced on the 22nd of January.